This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Good evening, Capricorn FM listeners, Grade 12 learners. I'm Mr. Mpapuli Mt from Lichewu Secondary School, teaching agricultural science in Grade 12. The topic of today is the structure of paper 2 and frequently appeared questions that appeared in question 2. Then we're going to outline the structure of the question paper 2 first before we come to the frequently appeared questions in paper 2. Then paper 2 consists of two sections, section A and section B. Section A is having 45 marks, while section B is having 105 marks, which means the total marks for paper 2 is 150 marks. Then section A consists of four questions, namely multiple choice questions, a column match type question, terminology question, and the term replacement questions. Then the four questions are going to be tested under the four main under the three main topics that are found in paper 2. The three main topics are as follows. Number one is agricultural management and marketing. Number two, production factors. Number three is basic agricultural genetics or agricultural basic genetics. Then section B consists of three questions, and each question is having 35 marks. And each question is based on the main topic, the three main topics I have mentioned, which means question 2, it is based on the agricultural management and marketing. Question 3, it is based on the production factors, while question 4, it is based on basic genetics. And then let me outline the instructions of section A questions. I have already said that section A consists of four questions, namely multiple choice questions, column match type questions, terminology questions, and term replacement. Then question 1 is multiple choice questions. It consists of 10 questions multiplied by 2, which is going to give us 20 marks. Then the instruction is various options are provided as possible answer to the following question. You choose the answer and write only the letter A to D next to the question number in the answer book, which means in section A, you are going to have an instruction. After having an instruction, four possible answers are going to be provided. Then you choose one and you write only the letter, not the answer. Then column match type of question. It consists of five questions. Five multiplied by two is having 10 marks. Then the instruction is as follows. You choose a term or a phrase from column B that matches a description in column A. You write only the letter A to G next to the question number in the answer book. Only 10 items marked A to J are added in column B as distractors for the description in column A. Then we've got another question, which is question 3. Question 3, it is based on terminology, or is it terminology questions. Then question 3, again, is having 5 questions, 5 multiplied by 2, which is going to give us 10 marks. Then the instruction, you write the agricultural term or phrase for each of the following description next to the question number in the answer book. Then the last question in section A is question four, which is term replacement. Is 5 multiplied by 1 giving us 5 marks, which means section A is having 45 marks. 20, question 1, 10, question 2, 10, question 3, and 5, question 4. Then the instruction of question 4, you change the underlined words in each of the following statement to make the statement true. You write only the correct words next to the question number in the answer book. Then I have already said that question section B, it is giving 3 questions based on the main topics of paper 2, which are agricultural management and marketing, production factors, and basic genetics, which means question 3 based on agricultural management and marketing, question 4 based on production factors, and question 3 based on production factors, and question 4 based on genetics. And each question is having 35 marks, giving us 105 marks. 105 plus 45 is going to give us 150 marks, which means paper 2 is having 150 marks. Then, without waste of any time, let us look at frequently appeared question as far as agricultural marketing and management is concerned. We are going to start with the first question. The first question is a scenario type of question. I'm going to read the scenario first, and then the questions will follow. After harvesting, most of the product are taken to the facility where they are cleaned, graded, packed into boxes, stored, and then transported to the market. Then the question was, first question was, identify the function of agricultural market above with regard to each of the following. Then here, a learner must understand that we have got four functions of agricultural marketing. A learner must understand that we have got four functions of agricultural marketing, namely transport, storage, packaging, and process. Then here, a learner is expected to match the description with the type of functions of agricultural marketing. Then the description number one was a product are taken from the farm into the market. Then the functions of agricultural market is transport there. Product are kept on the farm before they are transported to the market. Then the function of the market, sorry, is storage. Then question number two, you give an economic term used to describe each of the following statement. Number one, product are kept into boxes. The economic term is packaging. Product are kept in a cool place to give them long shelf life. The economic term is called storage or refrigeration. A product is altered from its raw form. The economic term is processing or value adding. Then question number three, you state two advantages of processing of agricultural product. We have got so many advantages of processing agricultural product, but the question is in need of two. Then let me read the advantages. Number one is to prevent spoilage or to increase shelf life. Product available throughout the year. It improves the safety by heating to the sufficient temperature. Easy to transport. Easy to store. Add value to the farm product. Provide job opportunity. Reduce wastage of excess produce. Is the way of overcoming oversupply of product. And it allows easy packing and handling of a product. Those are some of the advantages of processing agricultural products. But the question were in need of only two. Then question six, another question Again, it is based on the scenario. The scenario read as follows. You attended a seminar where one group of participants were debating the difference between selling and marketing of processed goods. Another group was discussing eco-labeling and how it influenced consumer behavior. You were invited to draw a clear distinction between marketing and selling. Then the first question was, tabulate the difference between the two differences between marketing and selling. Then the differences between marketing and selling. Let's start with marketing. Marketing emphasizing on consumers' wants, while selling emphasis is on agricultural product. Then marketing management is profit oriented. Selling management is sale volume oriented. Marketing planning is long term based on new product, while selling planning is short term based on the current product at the market. Then marketing focuses on the wants of the buyers. Selling focuses on the needs of the sellers. These are the differences between selling and marketing. Then another question was, you state two main functions of agricultural product, and I have already said that we have got four functions of agricultural products, namely transport, packaging, storage, and processing. It's transport, packaging, storage, and processing. Then question three, you suggest two ways eco-labeling influence consumers' behavior. You suggest two ways in which eco-labeling influence consumers' behavior. Eco-labeling certified that the product was produced in an environmental friendly way. Eco-labels certify that the product was produced in an environmental friendly way. Number two, they enable consumers to compare the green shop. Number three, it shows consumer how resources were used and managed during the production of the product. Then the last question, list four reasons why meat is processed. You list four reasons why meat is processed. In other words, these are the advantages of processing. It reduces wastage, provide job opportunity, increase the value of the meat, is the way of overcoming oversupply of the product. It allows for easy packaging and handling, and the product have a longer shelf life. Then another question, read and analyze the advertisement below and answer the question that follows, which means we were given an advertisement. And an advertisement read as follows. Fresh green cabbage, original produce, packed in a recyclable bags, no child labor. It's fresh green cabbage, original produce, packed in a recyclable bags, and no child labor. Then the first question was, you identify the type of labeling in the advertisement above. The type of labeling is eco or green labeling. Is eco or green labeling. You give two reasons in the advertisement to support the answer. And number one, pegged in a recyclable or biodegradable material. Original produced. Number one is packed in a recyclable biodegradable material. Number two, originally produced. Then the last question was, name the marketing approach used to promote the product. It is called sustainable agricultural marketing, green marketing, or eco-friendly marketing. Then we've got another question. Again, the question, it is in the form of scenario. It is read as follows. Your school produces fresh vegetable during the winter season. You must transport the vegetable from the farm to the consumer several kilometers away from your school. You must do the packaging, and you have been provided with crates, cartons, bulk bins for necessary handling, transporting, and marketing of the vegetable. The vegetable produced by the school are said to be cheaper, and a change in the price usually affects the demand. Any vegetable that are not bought by consumer must be processed. Then the question was, the first question was, mention two important aspects of packaging in the vegetable farming. Number one, packaging must identify and provide useful information about the product. Number two, packaging material must be recyclable. Number three, packaging must protect the producer. So the packaging must protect the produce. The container should enclose the produce, and health risk container may not be used. These are two main important aspects of packaging in the vegetable. Then number two, provide an appropriate economic term for underlying freeze in the scenario. A change in price usually affects the demand. Is price elasticity of demand. The term is called price elasticity of demand. Then another list two factors that affect the underlying freeze in the scenario, which means these are the factors that influence elasticity, price elasticity of demand. Nature of the product, availability of substitute product, promotion of the consumer's budget spent on the item, time period. Under time period, they say the more the time passes, the more elasticity of the demand of the product. These are the factors that influence elasticity of demand. Then we've got another question. The question is the schematic representation now. Is the schematic representation. The schematic representation below show a various strategies in developing a market. The schematic representation showed the various strategies in developing a market. Then number A in the schematic representation, producer need to be aware of what the consumer want. Number B, the producer determines how much the consumer will pay. Number C, the producer should know where the consumer wants to buy. Number D, the producer needs to communicate the information about the produce. I will repeat the schematic representation. Number one, the producer needs to be aware of what the consumer wants. Number B, the producer determines how much the consumer will pay. Number C, producer should know where the consumer wants to buy. Then number D, the producer need to know the need to communicate information about the produce. And we have got four various strategies of developing a market, namely product, price, place, and promotion. Then what you are expected here, you were expected to match the schematic representation with the strategy there. Then the question was, identify the strategies of developing a market represented by A to D. Then A, we have said producers need to be aware of what the consumer want. Then the marketing strategy is product. Number B, producer determine how much the consumer will pay. The marketing strategy is price. C, the producer should know where the consumer wants to buy, the marketing strategy is placed. Producer need to communicate information about the produce. The marketing strategy is promotion. Let us go to short commercial break. We'll be back after this. Thank you very much. Then before the break, we were still dealing with the strategies of developing a market. And I have said we've got four strategies that are used to develop a market. It's product, price, place, and promotion. And we were given the schematic representation with the following information. Information number one, the producer needs to be aware of what the consumer wants. And the marketing strategy there is the product. B, producer determines how much consumer will pay. And the marketing strategy there is price. Number C, the producer should know where the consumer wants to buy. The marketing strategy is place. Lastly, the producer needs to communicate information about the produce. And the marketing strategy is promotion. Then another question was, state two factors that the producer should consider when planning the strategy represented by A. The strategy represented by A is a product. Then the factors that the producer should consider when planning a product, number one, is quality, branding, and size. The factors are quality of the product, the branding of the product, or the size of the product. Another question was, name two ways in which the producer can implement the strategy represented by D. Strategy represented by D is promotion. Is promotion. You name two ways in which the producer can implement the strategy represented by D, which is promotion, by means of advertising, direct mailing, or sponsorship. Then number four, you indicate two aspects a producer has to consider when deciding the strategy represented by B. Strategy represented by B is price. Then the two aspects the producer has to consider is cost, demand, and competition. Cost, demand, and competition. Then let us look at another question. Another question is the graph now. Is the graph which indicates demand and supply. We all know that the price in the market is established considering two factors, which are demand and supply. Then what is demand? Demand is the quantity of product bought at a certain price at a particular moment, while supply is the quantity of product offered for sale at a particular price at a particular moment. That's the definition of demand and supply. Then the graph represents the demand curve and the supply curve. Then we all know that the demand curve descends from left to right, while the supply curve ascend from the left to right. Then the demand curve show negative slope, while the supply curve show positive slope. Then the place where the two curves meet, it is called market equilibrium. Then just above market equilibrium, we've got surplus, and below market equilibrium, we've got shortage. Then the question was, you identify the description marked by XX. XX is above market equilibrium, which means the answer there is surplus. The answer is surplus. Then explain the answer to question one. I have said the answer is surplus. The quantity supplied exceed or is more than the quantity demanded. the quantity supplied by the farmer exceed or is more than the quantity demanded, or the quantity demanded is lower, lesser than the quantity supplied. There is oversupply of a product. Then another question was, you identified the letter K, MM, and BB. Then the letter K is where the two curves meet. It is called market equilibrium. In other words, market equilibrium is the situation where the product demanded is exactly equals to the product supplied. Then MM is a curve, which stands for supply curve, because it ascends from left to right. Then BB is demand curve, because it descends from left to right. Then let us look at another question. Again, we have got the graph which indicates the quantity offered and bought at a different price at a particular agricultural product. Again, is the graph which shows demand and supply curve. Then the first question, you need to identify curve A and curve B. Curve A is demand curve because it's descending from left to right, and curve B is supply curve because it's ascending from left to right. Then define the term equilibrium price. I have already defined it. I have said equilibrium price is the price where the quantity or product demanded is exactly equals to the product supplied. Then you explain the relationship between A and B in relation to price. A, I have said, is a demand curve, and B is a supply curve. Then you explain the relationship now. The relationship is the higher the price, the higher the supply of the product, the lesser the demand. In other words, the higher the price at the market, the higher the supply of product, but the lower the demand. Or the lower or the lesser the price, the lower the supply, the higher the demand. When the price is high at the market, demand will be low. But when the price is high at the market, supply will be high. Vice versa. Then let us look at another question. The question now is based on the channel of agricultural products, or channels of marketing. Then the flowchart below illustrates the path of agricultural products from the producer to the consumer. This is the channel of marketing. Then in A, we've got research on a new peach cultivar. Number B, cultivation of peach orchard. Number C, harvesting, processing, and packaging. Number F, after sales service. Number E, consumer buy peaches at the market. Number D, peaches offered for sale to the consumer. Let me repeat this. Number A, research a new peach cultivar. Number B, cultivation of peach orchard. Number C, harvesting, processing, and packaging. Number D, peaches offered for sale to the consumer. Number E, consumer buy peaches at the market. Number F, after sales service. Then the first question was, indicate the letter F to A in the flowchart above that represent each of the following. You indicate the letter F to F in the flowchart that represent each of the following. Number one was demand. Demand is E, consumer buy peaches at the market. Then the one that represents supply is number D, peaches offered for sale to the consumers. Then question two, which factor may hamper marketing between C and D? Which means these are the factors which hamper the marketing of agricultural product. Number one is high marketing cost. Number two, limited availability of transport. Lastly, spoilage, perishability, accident, or theft. These are some of the factors that can hamper the marketing of agricultural product. Then question number three, you give two guidelines for packaging in stage C. You identify and provide useful information about the produce. Enclose the produce in convenient units for handling. You ensure that the produce is protected from chemical damage. Packaging should not contain chemicals that could be toxic. Packaging must be recyclable. Then, question four, you state two factors determining the demand of a peach. These are the factors that determine demand. We've got the price of the product, the consumer income, the number of the consumer, the taste and the preference of the consumer, the price of competing and complementary product, the usefulness of the product, and price expectation. These are the factors that can influence the demand of the product. Then let us look at another question now. The question now is based on the channels of free market. We've got two groups of learners use different strategy to promote and market their produce from school garden. Two group of learners use different strategy to promote and market their produce from school garden. Then let us look at group one sold vegetable to the local supermarket at a fixed price. Vegetable from each individual in the group were combined into one stockpile for marketing. Group two sold vegetable from door to door at their own place. Again, each individual in the group were responsible for the selling of their own produce. This question is based on the types of the market. We have got three types of the market. It's free marketing, cooperative marketing, and controlled marketing. The question is based on the types of the market. Then you identify the market use system used by group two. Group two is sold vegetable from door to door at their own price, which means the type of market is free marketing. Because in free marketing, the farmer sells his product where and when he prefers at any price that suits him. That's why these learners sold the vegetable from door to door at their own price, which means the type of marketing is free marketing. Then refer to the table above and justify two reasons why the marketing system identified was chosen. Because sold vegetable from door to door, sell at any place, no middleman. Individuals responsible for their own marketing, sell at their own price. Then name the two advantages of marketing system mentioned in one. Those are the advantages of free marketing now. Products of high quality, payment in cash, middlemen eliminated, entrepreneurial initiative and drive, and there is little delay in receiving the payment. These are the advantages of using free marketing. Then let us look at another question. Indicate the group that used the following marketing system. Selling on contract is group one. Direct sale is group two. Group one sold vegetable to a local supermarket at a fixed price. They are the one using contract. Then direct sale sold vegetable from door to door. That's why we're seeing is group one and group two. Then the last question, group one utilize a pull system for marketing. Give reason to support this statement by referring to the table. Sold at a fixed price price control vegetable were combined in a stockpile. The simple mean pool system was used there. Then let us look at another question. The question was, you explain the concept of free marketing. Explain the concept of free marketing. In free marketing, marketing of products in an uncontrollable way. Free marketing, you market the products in an uncontrollable way. In other words, the farmer sells his product where and when he prefers at any price that suits him. And then the following are channels of free marketing: internet marketing, stock sale, fresh produce market, farm gate market, marketing with a contract. Then you match the channel of free marketing system to each of the following. In other words, the channels of free marketing above, which are internet marketing, stock sale, fresh produce market, farm gate marketing, marketing with contract, you are going to match those marketing system with the following description. Description number one, a farmer sells spinach directly to the consumers on the farm. The channel is farm gate marketing. Goods, sheep and cattle are sold at a higher bid. Then the channel is stock sale. An agreement or arrangement to sell directly to the wholesalers. Marketing with a contract. Mangoes and apples are delivered to the market immediately. Fresh produce market. Goods are advertised and sold electronically. Internet marketing. In other words, you were matching the channels of free marketing with the statement above. Then the last question, you name two disadvantages of free marketing. Number one, fluctuation of price. Market costs are high. Producer is responsible for marketing and producing the product. Producer has limited bargaining power. High risk, as many things can go wrong. Very often cartels are formed and consumers are exploited. These are some of the disadvantages of free marketing. Then let us look at another question. Then the question match the factors that hamper. Yeah, those are the questions that hamper marketing of a cultural product. The question that hamper the marketing of a cultural product. And match the factors that hamper marketing of a cultural product below with each of the following statement. Write down only the factor next to the question number. We've got standardization, perishability, bulkness, lack of control over a production, and politically situation. Then let us look at the first one. Agricultural products have limited lifespan, which shortens their time on the market. The factor there is perishability. Unrest in the country can impact negatively on the marketing of agricultural products. Then the factor there is political situation. Agricultural products are produced by a large number of producers, which can lead to supply and drop in price. Lack of control over production. Then the last one, agricultural products have large volume with a relative low value. Is bulkness. It is bulkness. Then let us look at another question, or before we look at another question, let us go to short commercial break. We will be back after this. Thank you. Yeah, before the break, we were discussing the frequently appeared questions in agricultural management and marketing. I just want to look now at frequently appeared questions in production factors, which means we're going to look at question 3 now. We were discussing about question 2. Now we're going to discuss about the questions that are frequently appeared in question 3, which is production factors. Then let us look at the first question. The first question is, a land as a production factor has economic characteristics that need to be considered to ensure productivity. Identify the economic characteristics of land associated with each of the following. Then the economic characteristics of land are as follows. We have got the law of diminishing return. Land is durable or indestructible. Land is subjected to the law of diminishing return. Land is fixed and agricultural land is limited. These are some of the economic characteristics of land. Then you are matching, you identify the economic characteristics of land associated with the following description. A house scheme built on the land previously used for maize production. Number one is agricultural land is limited. Then number two, a farmer still produce cotton on the land that was used for the same purpose by his grandfather. The economic term is land is durable. In other words, land lasts long. Then a farmer experienced a drop in yield due to monoculture after changing to conservation farming and the yield increase. Land is indestructible or permanent in nature. Then a yield increase not proportionally to the quality of fertilizer added. Land is subjected to the law of diminishing return. Number five, good fertile fields need for growing specific crop occur in the places far away from the market. Land is fixed or immovable. Then the last one, former agricultural land is now used for settlement. Agricultural land is limited. Then let us look at another question as far as production factors are concerned. And then a group of unemployment is a scenario. A group of unemployment young people in rural community were granted 50 hectares of land by local chief to use to generate an income for themselves. They grew maize which they could sell. In the first 2 years, they had a yield of 15 tons per hectare, which increased gradually to 6 and 7 tons per hectare over the next 2 years due to the use of fertilizer. In the fifth year, however, the yield declined despite the increase in the application of fertilizer. Then the first question was, you state two economic characteristics of the land. The first one, land is subjected to the law of diminishing return. Number two, land is durable. Then explain the characteristics in question that is associated with fertilizer and yield. Is land is subjected to the diminishing of return. The more the units of fertilizer did not result in the proportional further increase in yield. The more the units of fertilizer or the more the input did not result in the proportional further increase in the yield. This is the law of diminishing return. State two function of land in the case study. We all know that land performs four functions. Provide space, provide food, provide raw materials, and provide minerals. But you were expected to mention the functions of land that are in the case study. Number one, it enables the production of food. Number two, it provides physical space for industry. It provides food and provides space. Those are the two functions that are there in the case study. Then the last question, indicate two ways in which the group of young people could increase the production of potential of the land. In other words, this is how can we improve land productivity. Number one, adapt to scientific method. Number two, consolidate small and economic units. Number three, water supply or irrigation. These are other ways which can increase the productivity of land. And let us look at another question. The question now, it is based on the types of labor now. Then let us look at the tasks performed. The tasks performed by the following labors. We all know that in agriculture, we have got two types of labor, the permanent workers and temporary workers. And the temporary workers are divided into two. We have got casual and seasonal. Then let us look at the tasks performed. Inspection of watering points, feeding of study rams, dosing of sheep, counting of sheep and keeping of records, shearing of sheep, upgrading of dam and watering traps. Then the first question, you identify two tasks in the table above that need to be performed by each of the following. Number one, permanent labors. The task need to be performed by permanent laborers is inspection of watering points, feeding of stud, dosing of sheep, and counting of sheep and keeping record. Then the one that needs to be performed by temporary laborers is shearing of sheep, upgrading of dam, and watering traps. Then name one task in the table above that need a computer skill. Say feeding of stud, dosing of sheep, and counting of sheep and keeping records. Then you identify the most repetitive tasks to be performed by labor. You identify the most non-repetitive tasks to be performed by the labor. Is upgrading of them and watering traps, because they are done in a long period. If you upgrade them, you can spend 10 years without upgrading it again. We call it a non-repetitive task. But shearing of sheep, it is done seasonally. It's a repetitive task. Then let us look at another question. The question now is based, it's still based on the labor. It is still based on the types of labor. Name the method to increase labor productivity in which is represented by each of the following. You name the method to increase labor productivity which is represented by each of the following description. Then number one, dairy cattle, hay stable, refrigerator, showroom, milking parlor. Physical planning of the infrastructure there. Then sending a tractor drive for a basic course in mechanical training. This is training or skill development. Provide workers with free transport between work to home. Adequate or adequate living condition or environmental condition. Using a harvester to harvest a 100-hectare field. Mechanization. These are some of the methods that can increase labor productivity. Physical planning of the farm, training or skill development, adequate living condition, and mechanization. Then you were expected to match them with these descriptions. Then another question. Labor is a scenario now. Labor is the combination of human energy and mental skill. It is the ability to do work. Labor are generally paid a wage or salary based on their current rates as stipulated in the legislation. labor has a significant impact on the success of farming enterprise. It is one of the largest cost item in agricultural sector. On-farm training labors as well as short courses are vital for labor to keep up their changing needs in the modern farm. Then the first question was, you identify two pieces of labor legislation referred in the given scenario. You identify two pieces of labor legislation referred to the given scenario. The first one was Basic Condition of Employment Act, and the other one was Skill Development Act. Then you justify your choices by giving the support of the statement from the scenario. Number one, Basic Condition of Employment Act is talking about stipulated wages. Wages are paid based on the current rates. Then Skill Development Act on farm training and short courses for labor. We have got two labor relation acts that were stated on the scenario. Is Basic Condition of Employment Act and Skill Development Act. Then to support the answer, Basic Condition of Employment Act stipulated the wage rate and skill development on farm training and short courses for labor. Again, question number two. State two ways to reduce labor cost. You state two ways in which you can reduce labor cost: by buying machines or mechanization, by increasing productivity, by reducing the labor force, and by sending workers for training or skill development. Number four, suggest one reason to justify the need for labor legislation in the workplace. Labor legislation in the place is to protect farmer and farm workers and prevent unfair labor practices on the farm. The main aim of labor legislation in the farm is placed to protect the farmer and farm workers and prevent unfair labor practices on the farm. Then the last question, you state two causes of labor shortage on commercial farm. The two causes of labor shortage on commercial farm. Number one, less attractive or bad working condition. Number two, low wages. Number three, competition from labor from other industry. Migration of labor from rural areas to the city. The last one, the impact of HIV/AIDS. You state two causes of labor shortage on the farm. Number one, less attractive or bad working condition, low wages, long working hours, competition for labor from other industry, migration of labor for rural areas to the city, for better wages, working condition, and service condition, then the impact of HIV/AIDS on the farm. Because of time, we are going to continue with these questions that are frequently appeared in production factors in our next slot. I thank you very much.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.